The Chief Strategy Officer of Young Americans for Liberty, Brendan Steinhauser, is on the line with me to talk it over this morning. Brendan, welcome to Iowa Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, Brendan, am I right? Look, I'm an older guy who I guess I would automatically assume that young people think, oh, this is great, student loan forgiveness. Am I overestimating the positive political vibes that this student loan forgiveness caused among younger voters? What do you think?
Well, you might be. I can tell you that many young people feel like, you know, they either are paying their way through college or they have taken out loans that they plan to pay themselves. They know the responsibility that they have when you borrow money. Some folks have finished up school. Maybe they're already working in their professional lives, but they're still young people. And they're looking at this saying, this isn't fair. This isn't right. It's not equitable, and I think it's a political loser for the Democrats because this is a massive transfer of money from middle-class Americans, from taxpayers who may have gone to college or may not have gone to college, but people who are paying the bill for folks who decided to take out big loans, especially for graduate school, professional school, which will allow them to make a lot of money over their lifetime. So it's a massive bailout by, you know, middle-class Americans bailing out people who are going to end up being wealthier than them.
Well, and that's it, Brendan. I think if there's ever a signal about how politics is shifting in this country, it does seem like the Democrats, you know, and it's interesting that I'm talking to you on a day when it looks like a railroad strike's been averted and the president's talking about his friends in the union. But the Democrats continue to, it seems to me, to be drifting farther and farther away from the working class. The parties are changing their traditional roles at this point, don't you think?
I think you're spot on. You know, Joe Biden, you know, he's a career politician. He obviously got his start in politics as a U.S. senator at a very young age. But I feel like he hasn't learned too much over the decades that he's been a politician. But things have shifted. And I think the Republicans have done a better job, especially in the last, you know, 6 or 7 years, appealing to working class voters across the country. And so the big divide now seems to be kind of an urban, high income, highly educated, elite, liberal progressives, you know, versus kind of working class, middle class, upper middle class Americans who live in suburbs to some extent, but especially rural America. It's a huge urban rural divide. And I think that the people that value hard work, entrepreneurism, small businesses, pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, I mean, those are now Republicans. And I think Democrats are really appealing to the elite in this country. And I think that's what this is all about.
Well, and this is what's so fascinating to me, Brendan, because I'm absolutely sure that the Democrats did this believing that it would lock up, you know, the young person vote for them. And you're the Chief Strategy Officer for Young Americans for Liberty. Now, obviously, you're a limited government, liberty-based organization, but do you honestly anticipate that this can be used as a negative against some Democratic candidates in the fall?
I do, because I think it goes to the heart of the question of fairness. And I think that young people, just as much as anybody else, understand that when you make a deal, when you take out money and borrow that money, that you should expect to pay it back. But I also know that a lot of folks who are going to benefit from this are, you know, people that are kind of mid-career, and are making up to, I think, $125,000 a year, household incomes of up to $250,000 a year. So people have to realize we're talking about this bailout is going to the top 10%, and in some cases the top 5% or 1% of Americans in terms of income earners. And so I think young people understand that. They understand the problems with that. And yes, we all want our slice of the American dream. But I think as Americans, as rugged individualists, we know that we want to make it our own way. And if we do borrow money, we should pay it back, not someone else.
That is Brendan Steinhauser, Chief Strategy Officer, Young Americans for Liberty. Brendan, thanks very much for your take on this particular